It is time now to bring in Jim Lynch. It's time for Cover Your Assets. Jim is an independent voice on Wall Street, the economy, politics, and sports. Brings over 40 years of experience to those subjects and more. Ladies and gentlemen, here he is, Jim Lynch. Good morning, Jim.
Good morning, Marshall. Jill, everybody, good morning to you.
I've got a better one. AP.
Pardon me?
I said I've got a better one.
Go ahead.
AP. Opera star Placido Domingo faces multiple sexual harassment claims.
No kidding.
It's like, you know,
that's what happens in opera.
That's
what opera's all about.
This is our diet, folks.
Anyway.
What a joke.
No, if he did it, he's bad and he should be punished then. But
we must punish.
But you must. If he did something wrong, he should be punished. But it's just the
times
we live in.
Yeah, but since you're punished by press, you know, it's like it doesn't. We always used to joke back in the day about how much attention the retractions got. It's like, oh, oops, how much attention the retractions get.
Well, that's why when you go on the offensive like Dave Letterman did right away, it's good. And what's the name of the actor who is cleared now of the homosexual charges? He played the president. I keep forgetting his name. He was charged out in Cape Cod with having sex with a young waiter.
Oh, Kevin Spacey.
Kevin Spacey.
Yeah, how long did that take?
Yeah, but still, he kept it forefront and he fought it right away, right from the get-go.
Right. And so now it's just Anthony Rapp and the two of them having a spat, so to speak.
That's it. So anyways, Jim,
isn't news.
We live in a strange world, and it gets stranger every day.
And we're being encouraged to just focus on the strangeness instead of on the productive bits.
I know, but it's just amazing. So we'll let you lead off, and we'll see where this next 20 minutes gets us.
Okay. I'm on my way. I'm starting to swim now. Anyhow, let's talk about something which most people will listen to and are interested in because it concerns their money. Whether they agree with someone or not, they will listen when it gets down to the greenback. And I'm certain many have noticed that the stock market has been a little chaotic, to say the least. I have a feeling this is a foreshadowing of more things to come. If everything can go wrong, probably it hasn't all happened yet because it's probably more coming down the pike economically. Let's start with what our policy in this country has been. We've decided to levy tariffs on goods coming in. We'll keep it simple. We do it at tariff on a lot of countries. But let's keep it at China for the moment. And what that tariff does is basically makes an American citizen pay more for a product. It doesn't hurt the Chinese, other than that conceivably it slows down their economy as well as the world economy as people lose faith in free trade. So what's happened in our country, we've decided to use tariffs as some kind of punishment for the rest of the world. And like a lot of masochists, it's turned around and we're going to be hurt. We're in the process, in my opinion, of going into a recession. How severe it becomes depends on the policies of the government, not the Federal Reserve. The Federal Reserve will not be able to bail us out of a coming recession if indeed people continue to lose confidence in the markets, not just the stock market, but in the markets for their goods and services. So if you are involved, and certain you are, in investing, I strongly suggest you lower your risk tolerance. In other words, the amount of stock you might own to something that works for you. It's very difficult to generalize something like this. But caution and action, selling some things, are very important. The second thing is I would not, N-O-T, buy U.S. government bonds. There's been a panic of people getting out of markets and getting stock market and getting into the bond market. The bond market is well overpriced, And I would take profit in 10-year and 5-year maturities. Got a pretty good profit in them now. And maybe offset some losses you might have to take in the stock market. If you sell stocks and if you sell bonds, the place to go is 3-month T-bills. 3-month T-bills. The yield is 2%. If you want to hedge a little bit, you go out to a 194 in 6 months. These yields are greater than the yields you can get out further on the curve. For instance, a 165 is where the 10-year is. So you can see there's a yield advantage. The key is caution is the byword. Lower your risk tolerance and pay attention to the policies of the federal government. Don't get caught in this thing, oh, the Federal Reserve will bail us out. Federal Reserve can't bail out confidence. You can lend money to a person at 2%, and if they don't have faith in their industry or in the economy, they're not going to take the money and reinvest it. Whereas in a good economy, a person, a business might have to borrow at 5, 6%. In such circumstances, they might very well do that because they feel the economy is moving forward, their business is doing great. So I think we can all agree, if you look at what's going on, interest rates are falling throughout the world. Argentina is down 58% in its stock market. It's just chaos. Britain is going to go into a recession if it's not in one now. And these things, we're all interconnected now. I know the current administration of our country doesn't believe the interconnection. They kind of believe that they're an island unto themselves. Well, this particular island is going to get washed over with some tidal waves. Well, that's the market. Now, getting to the opinions of people, it is quite remarkable that we have a lot of people, 78%, I think, of Americans, who say they want background checks. I show that against the fact that the NRA has donated about $1.6 million through lobbyists to basically deny us the right to have background checks. We've said on the show for years now, lobbying is probably the biggest detriment to our country. And once again, it's rearing its head in the sense that it's becoming more present with us. When I say, I'm talking our lives are dictated by lobbyists. If you go to the National Geographic on the internet, you're going to find articles on global warming. These are factual things, okay? These are not jokes. The point is, our government, your government, will not accept the truth that something is going on, regardless of the seas getting higher, the temperatures going greater, and the atmosphere being influenced so dramatically by the emissions that come from our industrial and farm projects. That said, you combine that, and who's behind being against the environment? Those people who don't want to spend a few bucks from their corporations to protect us, and therefore they want to make money in the short run. The whole thing in this country that has happened is we have become so short-term oriented, not only in the pleasure of getting on the technological devices all day, but in terms of the almighty buck that we have been sacrificing long-term the health and prosperity of this country. There are already studies out on the environment that businesses are going to have to pay billions of dollars over the years coming to somehow offset the net downturn in terms of the environment. So if you'd like to do it, write your congressman, complain about this lobbyism, go to your local meetings and talk up.
Now, you know, after all of what you said, I sit here, and I sit here as a student who loved history and who love contemporary problems in high school, okay? And I sit here and I look at the news, and yes, we're talking about Jeffrey Epstein. Yes, we're talking about Donald Trump. Yes, we're talking about certain talking points. But right now, going on in the world, and you touched on this in your commentary in the beginning, Jim, England is getting set to exit Brexit, okay, on Halloween, and it looks like, more than anything, it's going to be a hard exit with no deals in place. The United States left the Trans-Pacific Partnership, which I was against, by the way, but instead of leaving it right away, we should have tried to change the way it was set up. But we left the Trans-Pacific Partnership. Now, we started this trade war with China, whether it was right or not, whether who was right. China has been taking advantage of world money, yes. But we started this trade war with no foreseeable options in the end except just to keep tariffing. Now, you've got China's economy, which is slowing. You've got Europe, which is going to be affected by Brexit. And in this country, you've got the potential for inflation coming about. There's some really, really bad. And look what's going on, by the way, in Hong Kong, where basically, troops are on the ready to go in. Chinese troops are ready to go in. All this, the upheaval that's coming for the world economy, is absolutely frightening when you think about it and when you look at it all on one page.
And I think the key, one of the keys, because there was a lot of wisdom in what you just said, is the fact that we've got to get away from the distractions being put out by the White House to serve them in terms of keeping them out of trouble politically. They're not important here. The verbiage coming out is negative, but they're not important. We need to get to our Congress and our Senate, the message. We want to be governed. We want to be safe. We don't want to send our children out only to have them come back in a box. We don't want to have a lot of people sick from the atmosphere. We want a healthy economy, people-wise as well as monetarily. Some of the things being proposed are disastrous in terms of let's cut back on immigrants getting food stamps and health. Well, and let's only have wealthy immigrants come here. Folks, let me tell you something. There are already alerts out from Japan and other places that are telling their citizens, be careful, and maybe you don't want to go to the U.S. because of the violence in the streets. We have got to take a stand here. We are losing our country. But we're losing our country because we're paying too much attention to the bully pulpit, which is not helping us. We need to get to our Congress people and say, look, I don't want my kid going to school or going to a play or going into the street and he's not coming back. I hear this countless people, particularly parents, they're frightened to death. And that's not a way to run a country. We've been a country of freedom, a country of safety, a country of laws. And we're beginning to surrender that. And we've got to get to the Congress and the Senate to solve this thing.
You know, I look at the news that gets covered, and I just shake my head. Now, this is a bad statement. The U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Service head said he basically changed the slogan and actually said, give me your tired and your poor who can stand on their own two feet and who will not become a public charge. That's getting a lot of play, all right? And yes, it's an absurd comment. It's a statement that is shockingly stupid, but it's a statement that we would expect in today's split
universe,
especially in this country. And instead of really running a news story on that, we need far more news stories on so people understand in this country. When the economy starts to collapse, I'm not saying it's going to completely collapse and fall apart, But when things get really bad again, they've got to understand why they're bad again. And it's because we can know we can't remove ourselves from the world. Like,
but nobody's bothering. I mean, with all due respect to both of you, I'm listening. And, you know, the investment, not between the two of you, but just in the, let's call it news industrial, you know, complex, is to keep people divided and focused on their disagreements over big stuff that they don't have all the details about. And, you know, and the wonder, that's in quotes, of social media is that everybody's opinion is now created equal. And that is ridiculously dangerous. It is fomented by all sorts of, my favorite term, bad actors. Most people don't know how to responsibly use the internet or their devices. The net result is basically a bunch of terrified, disempowered people who have the huge problems of their own. You know, whether it is with, I've got a very dear friend, you know, lives in California. Her stepdaughter is now going into, I think, the 372nd treatment facility that, you know, that they're trying to deal with. What I'm trying to say is they have real, live, personal problems.
But they should understand that those real, live, personal problems are not going to get any better if they understand what is going on in the world.
But the fact is that they don't have the, another horrible word, bandwidth to focus on their real-life personal problems because they're so fried about what's going to happen next with climate change. It's like, you got to...
Well, they should be fried. That's part of the problem. They should be fried with what's going to happen with climate change.
They should be fried, but they should also have something to do about it or contribute to on the in terms of information, because there's nothing more disempowering than saying, oh, you've got a massive problem and you're never going to be able to deal with it. We're all going to die.
What you said, though, is well said, Jill, in terms of people utilizing their information sources. They've got to learn. I just threw out the National Geographic, which you can get on the internet, which gives you a very clear and substantial information on what's going on up in Antarctica. You've got to read stuff like that and forget about some politician who says, oh, it's a hoax. Oh, don't worry about it. Oh, somebody's making that up to scare you. The information is there.
That's right. Go find it. And find what engages you. Get informed. There is no possible way that the human brain can absorb every single thing that's thrown at you and that you have access to. And the way that it is set up, it's not meant to, frankly. I'm not talking about the human brain. I'm talking about the way that the information is now delivered. You're not meant to focus on anything. You're meant to be terrified as you, you know, bounce from thing to thing to thing to thing to thing without having a place, because it's, you know, it's relentless.
The thing is, we have to come back. I speak for myself as well as everybody else. We're all involved in this challenge.
Yep.
To an awareness of self and what we're taking in, and aware of what is our goal. Our goal is not just getting all the information available. Our goal is to get information that we can go through, edit, shred, add to, whatever, in terms of building an intelligent approach to some of these situations. And, you know, we're so lucky in this country. I've said this a number of times on this show. Gratitude is something I wish more people had and showed their gratitude by not beating up on their neighbors or other human beings. We are so lucky at this juncture in the country. The problems around the globe are incredible. You know, the food supply, for instance, conceivably will be impacted, not conceivably, is being impacted by this climate problem. And this is not a joke,
right. But
there is a fungus now that's impacting bananas from Ecuador. Now, fine, we love our bananas in America and so forth. The key is the banana industry is big. important to countries like Ecuador and other countries in Asia. And what happens when that fungus eliminates the crop for X amount of time? I mean, we're dealing with real, real problems that somebody yelling and screaming and cursing is not going to solve for us. We've got to solve it ourselves.
All right. Well,
I'd like to add one other thing that Marshall mentioned, though. In terms of people and, we only want people here who can stand on their own 2 feet and they don't get subsidization. I have to turn this around on the base of the current president. Countless people who are in the base of the current president are on food stamps or some type of financial government assistance. And so if we turn our back on that reality, then we really have problems.
Right.
I'm not against that. I'm for it. That's what governments are for, to help and to grow and so forth.
Right.
But the lack of reality and a government official saying, oh, we only want people who come here who can stand on their own 2 feet. Why the hell do you think they're coming here? They're coming here to get some help and to participate.
Right. Well,
if you look now in Mississippi, where those people were thrown out of those plants, who's going to replace them at those low wages?
And
you know, there's a hypocrisy on the corporate end and on the political end. We want these people to work for nothing, but then when it's politically correct, we want to throw them out.
I have to wrap this up, but just imagine this, Jim. 600 people got arrested. Guess what? The owner of the company? No charges filed.
They're working on it.
I know. We'll see.
Reminds you of something, doesn't it? Remember?
All right. We're out of time.
2008.
We're out of time.
All right. Good to be with you. Have a good week. Stay cool.
Thank you.
See you. Bye-bye.
Jim Lynch and Cover Your Assets here on Robinhood Radio.